Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Well, I got good news for you. We are going to have some great content for you coming up. In fact, I'll share with you a story in just a second about how a pope witnessed the miracle of the sun. And it wasn't in Fatima in 1917. It wasn't that long ago. Great tale coming up. But I just want to send a quick shout out. My colleague here, Trish Lurick, just sent me an email. And Trish, thanks for texting me this. And just said, you know, during the last few minutes of that hour, there was a beautiful pledge that came in. Oh, I just lost it. Where did it go? Ah, let me see if I have it in my email here instead. Here it is. Judy in Illinois made a $5,000 pledge for the challenge. She got in under the wire. That $5,000 became $15,000 thanks to that triple match. So thank you, Judy, for your generosity. I want to thank everyone who's donated here. I want to thank you for allowing me just to be part of your afternoon. I love looking at the call screen that we have today. I can see, you know, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, and Carmel, California from one side of the nation to the others, to Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, right in the middle there, and Michigan and Warwick, Rhode Island, and Centerville, Utah. And we're such a family. I just love this. It's so good to hang out with you. It's so good to be able to take a look at life through the eyes of our faith. I'm so proud to be Catholic. I'm so grateful to God. I've been praying just in gratitude for the ability to be here with you on this daily basis. And I hope I can be here for years. I hear some of the testimonies. I mean, my colleague Patrick does a beautiful job. All my colleagues here do. You know, you tune in, you get something different on every show. So thanks for making it happen. Thanks for your support. Throughout the hour, you can continue to give, and I hope you will. There's a dollar-for-dollar match today. I don't know whether we'll have that tomorrow. The number's 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. I'll share with you a real quick story that I came across. Today's the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. If you haven't gone to Mass, try to if you can today, okay? If you can't go to Mass, at least pray the rosary. Okay, Father Rocky prays it in the evening at 7 o'clock. You can join him Central Time here or 8 o'clock Eastern. But turn to the Mother of God. I mean, she has sped me down my path to holiness. I'm working on my own holiness. But I fell in love with her, and then I fell in love with her son. And that's kind of the way it worked. I know we all have Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit, but Our Lady was such a key role in my own spiritual conversion. The miracle of the sun, you know, we often remember what happened in Fatima back in 1917 in October when the sun left its normal position and it plummeted from the sky. And the Virgin had promised the seers of Fatima there'd be a great sign that would be given, right? It had rained and the fields were muddy and people came out to see what this secret was. And kids go into their vision, they see the Mother of God, and all of a sudden the sun leaves its normal position. And it plummets to the earth. Eyewitnesses thought they were going to die. I mean, they felt the searing heat of the sun. Did the sun really move, or was it a spiritual phenomenon? Well, we do know that mud that they stood on, the clothes that they had, dried instantly. People who were away from God, who were not right with him, who were living in sin, many of them thought they were going to die. That's how terrifying the experience was. Those who were daily communicants, those who were right with God, those who had a relationship with him, they didn't fear. They didn't have that same experience. After what some say was about 12 minutes, the sun reverted back to its normal position. And I was always struck by the fact that no astronomical observatory anywhere in the planet noted any deviation in the sun on that day. So I think it was a spiritual phenomenon, personally. It could have been a portent of a fire that may fall from the sky, of a nuclear exchange, right? The Virgin talked about the annihilation of nations to these kids. You know, she would, you know, reappear in Akita, Japan, to a nun with a similar message about a chastisement worse than the flood of Noah. Great fire would fall from the sky. A large part of humanity would be annihilated. We know that John Paul II consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in 84. Sister Lucia said it was accepted. You and I just participated in that consecration of Pope Francis when he specifically named Russia and Ukraine and the world by name in what was a historic consecration. So to witness a miracle like that would be pretty amazing. Pius XII is the pope who actually proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. And you may not be, or the dogma of the Assumption. And you may not be aware of what that's all about. I'm going to break it down for you. Dr. Miravalli is going to be joining me here in a few minutes, but let me share with you the story first. All right, let me share with you the story. It was 1950, and Pius XII, who was a great pope, right? He saw the miracle of the sun, not once. He claims twice. No, not even twice. Not even three times. You know how many times he claimed he saw the miracle of the sun? Four times. The banner appearance was on the day of the actual definition of this dogma that I'm going to fill you in on. And I really believe it was a heavenly gift, a heavenly smile, a thank you for what he did for the church. God's in control of all things. He's the creator of the universe. He's in total control of your life and your circumstances. And if the sun can move because God wants it to, he can move the obstacles of your life, right? He can allow things that defy the laws of nature to occur. So what ended up happening, you know, he writes this. He says, you know, he was walking in his garden, right? He says, I've seen the miracle, and this is pure truth. He says, the events began just 2 days prior to the proclamation of the dogma. Years later, in his handwritten notes, and they have these, thank God, they're on public display. If you ever get to the Vatican exhibit, the Holy Father said it was 4 p.m. local time. It was October 30th, 1950, and he was taking his normal walk through the Vatican Gardens, and suddenly he stops. He says he was awestruck by a phenomena that he never before had seen. The sun, which was still very high in the sky, he says it looked like a pale, opaque sphere. It was surrounded by this luminous circle. And he says, I could look at the intensity of the sun without hurting my eyes, without the slightest bother, is how he said it. And he says, there's very little cloud in front of it. He says, but the sun, it moved outward slightly. It was spinning. It was moving from left to right and vice versa. And there are people who, in other apparition sites today, claim to see the sun spin and dance in the sky. I witnessed it personally. I know what he was talking about. Pius XII, he would go on to say, it occurred again on October 31st, November 1st. But the day he defined the dogma of the Assumption, you know, he witnessed this phenomena. And he took it as a divine sign. So he proclaimed the dogma exactly 33 years after those Fatima apparitions. One final tie-in. He was the very first pope, I don't know if you know this, to publicly name and promote Fatima. A lot of popes before him. He's the one who did it. And, you know, he was the first pope to try to consecrate Mary's Immaculate Heart as Our Lady requested. You know, after seeing that, no wonder, right? But he also placed, his pontificate under the patronage of the Virgin Mary. So here's a pope who saw the Virgin, who saw the miracle of the sun. God wanted this proclaimed. And you may not be aware of what the dogma is all about. And I want to bring to you an expert on that. And I want to answer your questions on the great miracle of the sun. But before I do that, there's one other story. And I won't go into it in great detail right now. But there was a story of a young boy who claimed visions as well of the Mother of God. And the Virgin Mary actually gave him a message for Pius XII. And he delivered the message to the Pope. The story goes that a young little French boy named Gisilet, I think Bourras, was just a young child when he had a miraculous healing due to the intercession of St. Therese. He had like a combination of meningitis and encephalitis. And at the age of, I think it was 2.5, that's when the Blessed Mother began coming, when he was just this young kid, right? He was a child. And when he was 5, he had a vision of the Blessed Mother, and she gave him a secret that she told he could give to the Pope himself. So he encountered a lot of difficulties. I'm giving you the summary of this. This is a much longer story. By the grace of God, he was able to get an appointment, an audience with the Pope. And he said this to the Pope. I'm going to quote this little boy. He says, the Blessed Virgin Mary did not die. She ascended into heaven with her body and soul. That's what the little boy said. That was May 1st. The dogma was declared August the 15th. And if I was the Pope and a 5-year-old boy came and told me that, I mean, that's well beyond his framework, right? His ability to know, to understand these things. I'd probably take it as a sign from heaven as well. So, look, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll talk about it. This is an incredibly powerful dogma. I also want to talk to you about an attack on the Holy Rosary. I don't know if you heard about this story either, a major publication attacking it. We're going to get up to that as well. And you're more than welcome to join me in the studio. I'd love to talk to you. The number here is 888-914-9149. Before I pause, I just want to, I want you today, I want to leave you with this particular thought. I know miracles have probably taken place in your life. You can think back to how God's fingers have been all over the timeline of your life, right? I see the fingerprints all over mine in my story. God's allowed me to see things that some people may have not seen, like food multiply or statues cry, or to be present for, the apparitions in the jungle, or to be able to have rosaries turn gold, or to see the sun spin. Now, I think God allowed me that privilege because he knew where I would be. He knew that I could communicate to you personally today and tell you, I know you're going through a tough time. I know you're in a difficult situation. I know things don't look like there's a way out. I just want to tell you, with God, there is a way out. With God, all things are possible. The sun can leave its position, and it can dry the ground and the clothes of the people who are drenched and standing in that mud, right? And it can revert back to its normal position. God can restore legs and vision. God can heal marriages. God can multiply your finances. God can do anything. Today, I really want you to put your faith and your trust in him. And in a special way, turn to the Mother of God. Ask her to intercede as she did at Cana on this, the great feast of her Assumption. When I come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this particular dogma. It's a powerhouse one. But I'm going to ask you before you do that, if you could just make a call. If you could dial 877-291-0123 and join me in helping to keep this program and this network strong. Could you do that? Could you go online to relevantradio.com or go to the mobile app and make a pledge? Any gift you give will be matched dollar for dollar right now in the next 45 minutes while I'm on. I just want to thank you for whatever you can do. I don't worry about it. I trust in God. I know he can multiply and bless. Quite often he invites you to be part of that process. So thank you for whatever you can do. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Connected.
Connected.
Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the executive director of listener-supported Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you today only for a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year? Our marketing folks are calling this a Father Rocky custom coffee mug. It's not your average coffee mug. It's ceramic and guaranteed to keep your coffee, tea, or hot chocolate warmer for longer. And written on the outside of the coffee mug is something you've heard me say often. The more you pray, the better things go. What a great way to start your day. Today only, the custom coffee mug is our thank you gift for your donation of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And did I mention that we've got matching funds this hour? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Thank you so much for your prayers and your financial support of Relevant Radio.
Okay, you heard Father Rocky. We do indeed have matching funds again this hour. Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani. This hour, we're asking you to answer the call, those matching funds for whatever dollar amount you can come in at. And we need to hear from you at relevantradio.com on the app or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. A $3 million need to hit by this coming Friday evening at the very end of Drew's show. And we have a long way to go, of course, to get that. We are doing quite well so far this hour. I believe we are on pace. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's try to break the record for this hour. The record at 294. We're on pace for that. Let's go ahead and try to get over 300 gifts this hour. Whatever you can do to help us here at Relevant Radio, to help us pay our bills, we sure would appreciate it. Doesn't matter how much you have to give. It could be just a couple of bucks, could be $20, $50, $100, whatever you can do. And, of course, if you do have one of those larger gifts, we have had a couple of those come in, including an anonymous gift of $5,000 recently. So please, if you have one of those bigger gifts, get a hold of us as well at relevantradio.com on the app or at 877-291-0123. Yeah, let's go for that record this hour, Drew, 300.
877-291-0123. We'd love to see that. It'd make it just an absolutely monster day. What a great hour we had last hour. We'd love you to be part of this. You know, I know you. If you found Relevant Radio, people who discovered say, man, there's nothing like it. It changed my life. You hear these testimonies. What an opportunity, right, to make a difference today. Maybe you think, you know, God's blessed me. You can pass that blessing on. It's a great time to do that. Make your pledge. It's tax deductible. It gets matched dollar for dollar. But I got bad news for you, too. I'm realizing right now as I look at the clock that I only have about 40-some minutes remaining with you at the very most here. There is a special premium that's only available today. Only available today. And that's that coffee mug. And on it, you heard Father Rocky say, you know, the more you pray, the better things go. It's a great way to evangelize when people see this mug and they ask you about Relevant Radio or they ask you about that quote. Or maybe in the morning when you wake up, you know, you're having a rough day and you see that quote, you know, it'll give you that reminder maybe to put your trust in God to pray. And it's true. The more you pray, the better things will go for you. Join us right now. Only a few moments left. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com. Great way to give is by using the mobile app as well, and we'll send you a special MP3 download. Neil?
You got it. Matching funds this hour. And yeah, that matching, the MP3 download, it's a brand new recording that Father Rocky did just a few weeks ago. Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. That's a brand new talk recorded by Father Rocky. That's yours if you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, what a beautiful hymn, huh? Love that. Hey, thank you for joining us. Really great to be here with you today. It's a special day. It's a day in which we honor the Mother of God. And way that we really... I want to talk about dogmas. You know, I know that sounds like a fancy word. It might even sound boring to you. But today we celebrate the dogma of the Assumption of the Mother of God. A couple questions. Did she die and ascend to heaven? Was she alive? Did she go into a state of dormition and was ascended into heaven? How did this dogma come about? What do we know about the role of our Blessed Mother? I'm joined today by Dr. Mark Miravalli. He holds the St. John Paul II Chair in Mariology at Franciscan University of Steubenville, also the Constance Schifflin Bloom Chair of Mariology at Ave Maria University. And it's just such a delight to have him, to be able to tap into one of the foremost experts on Our Lady in our country. Doctor, thank you for joining me. It's always good to talk with you.
It's a pleasure, Drew, especially on this great solemnity of our sweet mother.
So, you know, I don't want to get too inside baseball. I don't want to get too theological, but I think it's a great opportunity to teach people about, give people a better understanding of the role of Our Lady. I mean, what role does she serve? Why do we even need her? Why not just go right to Jesus? And what's with the church proclaiming, you know, her perpetual virginity or Mother of God or Assumption and all these different dogmas? Why is that necessary?
Yeah, it's a great start, Drew. So essentially, we accept Mary as our mother because we accept the Bible. We accept Scripture. And we go to John 19 when Jesus says, "Behold your mother," as his last words to all of us. John and all who seek to be beloved disciples. Before Jesus does that on Calvary, Mary has something to say. She says yes at the Annunciation. And so it's right to say that we receive Jesus through Mary, as the great saints, Bernardine of Siena, Alphonsus Liguori, Colby, St. Louis Maria de Montfort, they all have the same formula, to Jesus through Mary. Now, when we get to dogmas, and this brings us back to November 1st, 1950, Drew, Pope Pius XII declared this truth about Our Lady a dogma. Well, what's a dogma? A dogma is something solemnly defined by the Church's authority, the Magisterium, to be believed as such. And what happened in 1950 is that Pius XII said, we have to appreciate the end of Mary's earthly life so that we can have a new bridge of understanding into her role in heaven. So that's what takes place. So you get a dogma, you get a proclamation that Mary was assumed, and that's passive, Drew, as you were talking about, you know, Jesus ascends, on his own power. Mary is assumed by the power of Jesus into heaven. Why? Because she's immaculately conceived. And the Immaculate One would not experience the punishment of death, which St. Paul tells us comes from sin and means corruption of the body. No, not the Immaculate One. She would not experience this, and her son would protect her from this, and that's the great proclamation of Pius XII on November 1st of 1950. The reality is, Drew, the Holy Father, think of a dogma as a papal highlighter. So the popes have this. They're the only ones that can use it. When the Holy Spirit inspires them to say, okay, emphasize this now, then the Pope takes out that highlighter, and he highlights a doctrine we already believe, so it's better appreciated by the faithful. And that's only been done four times in history, the last one being the feast of today, the Assumption of Our Lady.
My guest today, Dr. Mark Miravalli. If you want to join us, feel free to do that. The number here is 888-914-9149. We're taking a look at the dogma, the Assumption, a day that we celebrate today. Also called the Dormition of Mary in Eastern churches. Doctor, big question, and I don't think the church has ever definitively said, what's your take? Was Our Lady assumed body and soul? Did she die first, or would she just go to a state of dormition?
Yeah, well, what we must believe is that she's assumed body and soul into heaven at the end of her earthly life. That's what's defined. Right. What's not defined is whether she experienced a temporary separation of soul and body before she was assumed. But what we must hold, really, to understand the power of this dogma and the power of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception is Our Lady is not going to experience the punishment of sin when she's immaculate. And part of that punishment is death. So Mary would not experience that decay of the body. So, and it remains an open question. But, you know, Drew, something else very fascinating happens 1 month later. So, as I just said, the Pope only has used this highlighter four times in all history. So what do the major Mariologists of the world do 1 month after December 1st, 1950? They gather in Rome. And what do? They petition Pius XII for another dogma.
Wow.
Now, that's a head-scratcher at first thought. Well, wait a minute. These things only happen proportionally every 250 right. years. Why? Because he said, now that the truth about Mary has been defined regarding her earthly life, now we need a dogma about her relationship to us from heaven. And if you ponder this, Drew, and these dogma days are important days to ponder these things, there is not a dogmatic statement about Mary's relationship to you or to me or to any of our listeners. There's a doctrine that she is the spiritual mother of all peoples, but it's not been solemnly proclaimed. And that's what the world's Mariologists petitioned Pius XII to do just 1 month after the dogma of the Assumption. Now declare her role with us. Now in this age of Mary, crown her with a declaration that she is truly the spiritual mother of all peoples. And that's what's been posed as the fifth Marian dogma. Of course, it's not a dogma yet, but it's what people are praying for and hoping for. It's been in the church for over 100 years, technically,
right.
Seeing this as a time of great grace and really important for our present moment in human history.
Well, Doctor, hold the thought. When we come back, we'll talk more. If you want to get in, feel free to join the conversation. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you're confused. 888-914-9149. I'll put you into the show, and we'd love to have you. Pull up a chair, all right? Stay with me, though. I'll be right back. We are kicking off our summer pledge drive. Believe it or not, boy, we could use your help. I'm grateful for whatever you can do. We've got some great things to tell you about. Stay with me.
Thank you, Drew. 877-291-0123. Answer the call online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Always great conversations on the Drew Mariani Show every single afternoon. Great to hear Dr. Mark Miravalli on the air, and we need to hear from you online or on the app or on our phone number, 877-291-0123. We have matching funds this hour. We don't have matching funds every hour, but we do this hour, about 35 minutes to go in the hour, and we are on pace to break the record this hour. 294 is the
wow.
record number of gifts this hour. And on a Monday, and already 106 in, so we're doing okay. But we we need your help. Whatever you can give, whether it's $20, $50, $100, just a couple of bucks, whatever you can swing right now is terrific. And, of course, we have that great coffee mug at $20 at the $20 a month level, the Relevant Radio Father Rocky coffee mug. So get a hold of us right now.
877-291-0123. I'd be grateful for whatever you could do. I want to thank some of the donors that came in. Anonymous from Walnut Creek, California, a new donor. Susan in Crawford, Texas, a new donor. Anonymous in St. Louis, Missouri, a new donor. I'm so grateful for the new donors that are coming on. And I said this before, do me a favor. Make that pledge. When you're done making the pledge, just listen to the next 3 or 4 months, and you're going to see how lives are impacted and changed. You're gonna learn. I mean, you've got great minds like Dr. Mark Miravalli. We've got, you know, some of the brightest experts in the country coming to the show here to give you a perspective on life. Also, leave us your prayer intention, because when you call in, whether you're a new donor or not, I thank you for the reoccurring gifts, and thank you for those stepping up today and giving again. You're so generous. I know you've given in previous pledge drives. If you've done that, please leave us your prayer intention, because the one thing we want to do is pray for you. There's nothing, I think, more powerful than prayer, and we are here for you. We're asking you to be here for us right now. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, and of course, great way to give is using the mobile app. And Neil, you're asking for 196 donors. We need some strong giving right now. We'll probably need about 180 to get to that point. So we're getting there, but we're still a shot away.
Yeah, and just rolling off of what you were saying a minute ago, I love the fact that when you give to Relevant Radio, to see your money at work, to know how your money is working, all you have to do is turn the radio on, and or tap the app, whatever it happens to be, and you will hear in a short amount of time somebody call up and talk about how Relevant Radio has changed their life. So get a hold of us right now. We have matching funds, 877-291-0123, where you can give online at relevantradio.com or on the app. We have that special gift at the $20 a month level, the Father Rocky coffee mug. Get yours.
Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
The influence of grandparents in your life. Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the Drew Mariani Show. Tell us about your grandparents.
Hi, thank you. So my grandma was actually raised Baptist in the South, and she is the first Catholic in our family as far back as we can trace. So she converted to Catholicism when she was a young mother. She had actually already had, I think, either 2 or 3 of my aunts. And through, you know, the support of others and God's grace, she became Catholic. Several years later, my grandfather also became Catholic. And so I grew up raised as a Catholic by my mother, by their daughter. I had actually fallen away from the Catholic Church, in my young adult life. But recently, through conversations with my grandmother and several other graces of the Lord, I've come back to the Catholic faith. I very much enjoy discussing it with her and getting her advice. I've become confirmed. I've been married in the Catholic Church. And actually, another wonderful grace of my grandmother bringing Catholicism into our family is my brother has been ordained a priest. He's been ordained, I think, now going on 6 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see all the graces that have unfolded through this one, you know, brave woman's conversion.
Where is he stationed? We'll give a shout out to him here on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, thank you. So my brother is Father Keith Wolf. He's actually going to be becoming a pastor at St. James the Apostle in Glen Ellen. This will be his first assignment as a pastor.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Looking for peace? Longing for joy? God is calling you to know and love Jesus Christ like never before and to help others do the same. God is calling you to bring Ignatian prayer into the suffering world, to work for the new evangelization. Here's your opportunity. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, order the free digital training and facilitator manual, LordTeachMeToPray.com. Click on the red button now. God is calling you. Underwritten by Lord Teach Me to Pray.
For centuries, healthcare has been central to the healing ministry of the church.
Today's technologies offer exciting possibilities, but also serious moral questions. More than ever, we need healthcare leaders who serve with integrity and conviction. Our sponsor, the University of Mary, answers the call to prepare leaders anchored in moral courage in a breathtaking range of programs from bioethics to nursing. Visit CatholicProfessional.life. CatholicProfessional.life.
Deo gratias. Thanks be to God. Introducing our sponsor, the Athenaeum Center for Thought and Culture, the iconic performing arts and event center located in Chicago, now hosting conferences, events, wedding receptions, and monthly artistic experiences that we all need. A Catholic cultural center for our time. Please visit relevantradio.com/theater to learn about our work and to start planning your event. That's relevantradio.com/theater.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Well, thanks for joining me. It's so good to be with you. Before I go any further, I just want to take a moment and pray. Every hour we stop and we invoke the Mother of God. And what better day to pray and invoke Our Lady's intercession? You know, today we celebrate the Assumption of Mary. Her assumption into heaven, and it was in 1950 that Pius XII made this infallible declaration. He officially defined the dogma of the Assumption, having said that the ever Virgin Mary, he said, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. And that decree, of course, a lot of people saw that as the formalizing of long held Christian teaching. She's there. Interceding. We owe her a great debt of gratitude. Her yes, her fiat, her willingness to play her role in salvation history, and now her powerful role today, interceding for us as our spiritual mother. Let's turn to her right now. I want to pray for you and your needs. I also want to pray in a particular way for anyone who's donated, anyone who can't because financially it's too difficult for them. And I just ask Our Lady to intercede for your deepest needs. And God will bless Relevant, the great mission he's laid before us, that he'll give us exactly what we need, not a penny more, not a penny less, but God will, in his generosity, bless this beautiful, beautiful apostolate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm joined today by Dr. Mark Miravalli, and I couldn't think of a better guest to have on this great day in which we honor Our Lady. If you're not Catholic and you've got questions about her, feel free to join in. Dr. Miravalli will take your calls. If you need clarity on something, regardless of your faith, give us a call. If you want to join the conversation in the studio today, and we're live, it's 888-914-9149. So, Doctor, I want to go back to you. I know we were approaching a break when we left off. Today, of course, we celebrate this infallible declaration by Pius XII of the dogma. There were dogmas that preceded that. Have we concluded the dogmas in Our Lady? Will there be more to come? Is there one more? Are there be many more? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a great question, Drew. That's why it's so important that, A, you be recognized for your PhD in cyber Mariology,
which you
earned over the last 20 years. And secondly, that we remember the history of the Church. You know, for example, if we look to Fatima, for example, this is just, a parallel. You know, John the 23rd, who is a saint and incorrupt, did not consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart. His predecessor, Pope St. Paul VI, also did not do it. So there's two saint popes who did not feel called to do that. Then St. John Paul II did it, and we've all benefited from it. So we talk about the history of the Church and popes. This is not a judgment call, but it's the reality that we are called as the faithful to bring to the attention, this is a canon law, Drew, to bring to the attention of the shepherds of the Church things we think are important. And that's why for over 100 years, Cardinal Mercier, back in 1915, started a movement to bring to the mind of the Holy Father at the time that the fact that the faithful are requesting a solemn proclamation or a dogma of Mary's relationship to us. And we can't go through all the history of that, but that was what brought us to that point I mentioned earlier in the program, December 1st, 1950, when all the Mariologists said, Holy Father, let's do this. We need a definition. Not only that, Drew, not only that, they said, we will get historic grace from this definition, because if we acknowledge Our Lady's role as the mother of all peoples, then she can fulfill that role. She can fully activate that role. And that is a movement that's continued up to this day with, you know, over 8 million petitions from 180 countries asking the Holy Fathers to crown Our Lady with this dogma. Now, so that's the historic dimension. There's another quick dimension I want to refer to, Drew, and that's the private revelation dimension. Now, of course, we always have to be careful, discerning, and always obedient to the Church. But along this development in the Church for this call for a fifth Marian dogma, there's been an unbroken chain of authentic, credible private revelations asking for this. So we have, for example, the reported messages of the Lady of All Nations. Now, in obedience, we can't get into those messages based on the December 2020 decision, but it's historically known that the message speaks about a definition. Well, then it goes to Akita Japan, who, you know, the visionary of whom you interviewed, Drew, Sister Agnes Sasagawa, who was given the prayer of the Lady of All Nations from Amsterdam, and the image of the Lady of All Nations from Amsterdam is the image that weeps 101 times. Pachi, I think you recall Pachi as well from Ecuador. This beautiful model who Our Lady wanted for her own. And she received a message from Our Lady asking Cardinal Ratzinger to help John Paul II make this proclamation. And we're both aware of a very credible, very impressive Mexican-American visionary, Janie Garza, who's got very much the respect of the Marian movement in this country. She's been a stigmatist for over 20 years and received messages. Well, the heart of her messages has been the proclamation of this fifth Marian dogma, that this proclamation will lead to a great release of grace and also alleviate a great world catastrophe. So those are big things. So it's not just a theological ivory tower thing, Drew. It's Our Lady, through credible sources, saying, we need this dogma now. And so in humility, she asks us to declare her as the mother of all peoples so she can fully intercede for us, so she can exercise those powers. That's why this fifth Marian dogma, and, you know, to your question, how many more are coming? Well, there's only one doctrine left to define. Everything else has been defined. So there'll be a fifth and a final Marian dogma, God willing, as soon as possible, talking about Mary's role as our mother and fully releasing her intercessory power. That's why it's called the key to the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's why we should be diligent in praying and offering for this fifth Marian dogma to be proclaimed as soon as possible.
That's phenomenal. I pray to God we get to see it. I was just struck by Pope Francis's consecration of Ukraine and Russia. I think a lot of graces are going to flow from that. Do you think that consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary will help to move this final proclamation a step further?
Yeah, absolutely, Drew, because why? We're focusing on heaven's remedy. This is not going to happen through a new book. It's not going to happen through the UN. It's not going to happen through diplomatic efforts. It's going to happen supernaturally, because the world and the Church is in a state that we can't come out of this on our own. That's humility. We have to go to heaven. And the Trinity's choice for bringing us peace is simply our Blessed Mother. We learn that at Fatima. So, yes, I think the Holy Father's stepping out in faith. You know, people say, well, you know, what's the effect of that? The battle's still going on. I want to say, are you kidding me? I mean, Russia was supposed to, you know, conquer Ukraine in 72 hours. We're now in its sixth month. I think also of Sister Lucia, who said, had John Paul II not consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart, we would have had a nuclear war in 1985. So it works, and it's still working. And yes, I think it does prepare the Holy Father's heart, or the succeeding, that's up to heaven, to make this final crowning. We need this crown of Our Lady, called the Fifth Marian Dogma, I think, more by the day, Drew.
You know, I look at the disorientation in our culture. It's a diabolic disorientation, really. I mean, the confusion over sex and gender, the redefinition of marriage, the attack on life, whether it's in the womb or at the end of life, and just the things that we worship at today. I was reading somewhere online that there was some bull, I think, over in England. It was like somebody said a ball is being worshipped once again, you know. We see false gods in the economy, you know, with the worship of materialism and all these different isms that threaten us today. Yet we see unbelievable grace. We live in a Marian era where the Blessed Mother God in his mercy sending her to every habitable continent. We have this entrustment or this consecration of the world once again. Do you think this is soon to be proclaimed? Do you think we're close? I mean, we're talking today about the dogma of the Assumption. You've often said to me that when dogmas are proclaimed, in dark times like these, quite often in a superabundance of grace flows and things change. Our Lady in Fatima said that in her end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. Do you think we'll see the triumph of the Immaculate Heart?
Yeah, I do, Drew. And, you know, again, that's a generic statement. But I think things are getting to climactic pitches. And I think most people whose hearts are sensitive to the signs of the times realize we are now in unprecedented waters. The rejection of God, the rejection of family, the rejection of faith has never been equaled to what we are now experiencing. That means heaven is ramping up the graces, but we always have to cooperate, Drew. God can't force himself on us. You know, St. Augustine has that great line, you know, God creates us without us, but he cannot save us without us. Yeah, that's why we have to go to the Mother to get this proclamation by our Holy Father.
Well, Doctor, I have to take a short pause. Before I do that, though, maybe when we come back, let's pray that beautiful prayer to Our Lady of all nations. I think it's important. You know, it invokes not only Our Lady's powerful intercession, but asks for protection from degeneration, disaster, in war, and I think we need that more than ever today. I'll grab a call or two if you want to join us. Feel free to do that. 888-914-9149. Ted in Lexington, or Todd in Lexington, Kentucky. You're on deck. And I don't know if you heard the story. The Atlantic ran a piece claiming that the rosary has become an extremist symbol. You know, it's been linked to radical Catholics, right? Catholics are a growing contingent of Christian nationalism. I'd love your take on this as well, because I think we live in a time of great spiritual warfare, and Satan hates this prayer like nothing. When I come back, we'll talk more. You can join us. Final 15 minutes of the Drew Mariani Show, straight ahead.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, Patrick. As you know, I'm a recent convert. I was welcomed into the church, Easter Vigil, and I've got some wonderful news, man. My 19-year-old son will be starting RCIA this fall, and he is becoming Catholic. And glory to God, I'm just elated about this.
Evangelical background, if I'm not mistaken. Is that how he was raised as well?
I was baptized originally in a Pentecostal church and then eventually came into the Presbyterian fold. And he watched my journey, which began with you and Relevant Radio 3 years ago. And he's even talking about transferring to possibly a Catholic university.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Love that miracle moment. The dad listens to Relevant Radio. He comes into the church 3 years later. The son is following dad into the Catholic Church. Wow. 877-291-0123. That's what you're giving to Relevant Radio does. That is the fruit of it right there. RelevantRadio.com is where you can give, or on the Relevant Radio app. And just a reminder that today only, we have at the $20 a month giving level, our thank you gift to you is a great Relevant Radio coffee mug. It's a Relevant Radio Father Rocky coffee mug. It's ceramic, guaranteed to keep your coffee or tea or whatever warmer for longer. And it does have a cork bottom, so it has kind of a built-in coaster to it. Father Rocky's saying, the more you pray, the better things go. That is scrawled scrawled on the side, one side of the cup, and you can get yours right now while we still have them. And again, this is today only that we're offering these at the $20 a month level. And get yours right now. We have matching funds this hour. We will double your gift. Get a hold of us at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Here's another testimonial. It's somewhat similar to the last one. Doesn't sound like Terrence had much of a religious upbringing at all. And this is a message to Drew. It says, I was far away from the church, and you introduced me to St. Faustina. Wow. And Terrence goes on to say, brother, it's been such a wonderful blessing. I was baptized. I was baptized at this year's Easter Vigil Mass. All those at Relevant Radio, to everybody, thank you for this. And that comes from Terrence in Salt Lake City. Thank you so much, Terrence. That is the fruit of your gift to Relevant Radio. Please give now any amount. It will be doubled. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Neil, thanks. What a beautiful testimony that is. And look, we will never know. I mean, those are a few people who write or will call in. We can never count the souls that have returned to God. And there are wonderful stories of lives being saved from suicide, children that are born today because Relevant Radio has been on the air. People who had misconceptions cleared, people who are now returning to the loving embrace of the church, all because this apostolate's on the air. I invite you to be part of it. You know, you'll stand before God one day. We're going to look at the good that we've done. This is an opportunity to do that. We've got matching funds for the next 12 minutes here. So call in 877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com. I want to thank Esmeralda in Napa, California, and all of those new donors coming in. Some big gifts here, too. We're so grateful. Dollar for dollar match. You call now.
The Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
Little sister act there. Good afternoon, and thanks for joining me. Just a few minutes to hang out with you left, talking a little bit about the great feast day that it is today. That's the Assumption of the Mother of God. Also, you know, on the eve of this, I do think we live in a time of great spiritual warfare. I think as evil rises, grace abounds all the more. I think that Satan is furious with the overturn of Roe, that Dobbs decision, because he loses power. That really is a satanic sacrament. That's really what abortion is. And I believe, you know, this comes after the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart. I see that as a victory. It comes after Relevant Radio has prayed almost 500 million memoraries, after we've brought the chaplet and the rosary on the air day in and day out. I see Satan on his heels. I see him on the run. So what do we see the other day? A friend of mine sends me an email. He says, he's got to check out this hit piece from The Atlantic. It says, how the rosary became an extremist symbol. The AR-15 is a sacred object among Christian nationalists. Now radical, traditional Catholics, rad-trads, he calls them, are bringing the sacrament of their own to the movement. He talks about the rosary being such. Look, this is a weapon that has defeated militant atheism. It has defeated the invasion of Islam. It has brought about mass conversion. It is a prayer and a chain that binds Satan. And I'm joined today by Dr. Mark Miravalli, a noted Mariologist. And Doctor, I want your take on this. I don't know if you've read that story. There's been several pieces floating around. But I almost see this as Satan so angry at the fact that people are praying this prayer that he wants to somehow throw mud on it or vilify it in such a way that when they see somebody praying outside of the Supreme Court or an abortion clinic or holding it in their hands, I carry a rosary on me. They lump us into this radical traditional group or as being some sort of ultra-conservative. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Drew, I think you nail it. This is becoming more and more an explicit, not subtle, but an explicit battle between heaven and hell, between God's greatest creature, our Blessed Mother, and God's most heinous creature, Satan. So I think it's remarkable, and in fact, ultimately a great compliment, that The Atlantic, as a secular, you know, in so many ways, publication, would take a hit on these little beads. Isn't that something? That they feel they're afraid of these, this little handful of beads. Well, that's because that handful of beads connects our hands with the Mother of God, who shares in the power of Jesus Christ, because Jesus has given her that right. She's the mediatrix of all graces. So I say thank you, Atlantic. Thank you for identifying the power of the rosary. And you guys should be afraid of it. Your agenda should be afraid of the power of these beads, because, as you mentioned, history has shown that the rosary conquers and can change the course of human history time and time again. I feel the same way about the Prayer of the Lady of All Nations, Drew. People attack it. People don't want it. That's because I think it's a prayer given for this time to prevent us from degeneration, disaster, war, which are the headlines of today. So I think the more we go to the Mother right now, the more it's going to be releasing those historic graces, which we need.
Dr. Listers, why don't we pray that prayer, and then we'll grab Todd in Kentucky, who's been waiting for a while to join you. But let's ask Our Lady for her powerful intercession on this, her holy feast day. And we'll pray for our country and for all those who are now praying with us.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disasters, and war. May the Lady of all Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Drew.
You got it. Todd, you got to make it very quick if you could. Good afternoon. Todd?
All right, Our Lady saying to Sister Lucia that we needed to pray the rosary every day. And at this point, you have to ask yourself, is it this a time when praying the rosary is probably an even bigger deal than maybe it was back then?
Doctor, I would say absolutely. I'm sure you would re-echo that. Anyway,
yeah, I got to leave it right there, though, Doug.
You
got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mark, thank you. Thank you. A short break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
We have matching funds, and we are asking you to answer the call, 877-291-0123, or give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for the remaining minutes of this hour. Well, we do have matching funds for at least the next 5 minutes, and we would like you to take advantage of those matching funds by giving online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or 877-291-0123. A very nice thank you gift at the $20 a month level, but it's today only. This is your only day that you'll be able to get this very sharp Relevant Radio Father Rocky coffee mug. It's ceramic. It has a nice cork bottom to it. It's guaranteed to keep your coffee or tea or hot chocolate or your pumpkin spice latte warmer for longer. Give us a call right now at the $20 a month level, and we will send you one of those mugs. 877-291-0123. On the app or at relevantradio.com. I should say that on one side of the mug, it's got the Relevant Radio logo, and then a very famous Father Rocky saying on the other side, the more you pray, the better things go. Again, today only at the $20 a month level. That mug is yours. Get a hold of us right now, relevantradio.com, the app, or Drew at 877-291-0123.
Can you do me a favor? I only have about 3.5 minutes to go, but could you get in right now, before I sign off, there's a dollar-for-dollar match right now. So go to relevantradio.com or go to the mobile app or just call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. This mug, by the way, if you'd say, man, what a great idea. Here's a coffee mug. It's got a little cork bottom. It's nice and quiet. It's got this beautiful reminder of the importance of prayer and how it changes things. And it's a wonderful way to evangelize. It's a wonderful way to take that to school, take it to the office, you know, take it to your friend's house, or when they come over, let them use it. And you can introduce them to this apostolate known as Relevant Radio that is so needed today. More than ever, I believe, Relevant Radio and what we do here is critical to the future of this country and in terms of the spiritual battle that is being waged. Could you help us right now? That's what I'm asking in these final moments. Large or small, you'll be matched dollar for dollar in the next 3 minutes. 877-291-0123. I want to thank Mary for her $20 a month gift and Claire for her $100. She's listening in New Jersey. I want to thank Margaret in New Jersey for her $20 gift and Pam in Flossmoor, Illinois for her gift. Whatever you could do, large or small, Janet and Slinger for $30. That becomes $60 thanks to our matching funds. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. There's room for you right now, so make that call.
Drew, I've heard you and Father Rocky on the air a couple of times talking about how much America needs Relevant Radio. And just look at the headlines that come through every single day, and it just becomes more and more and more important with each passing day that Relevant Radio remain on the air. So whatever you can do to help us do that, help Relevant Radio pay its operating expenses for the next 3 months, whether that's a gift of $5 or $25, $50, whatever you can swing. And if you can't swing anything right now, that's fine too. We really need your prayers as well. Go ahead and give online on the app or at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123. This is an ongoing spiritual education, religious education every single day for anybody that tunes in. So consider this as like a little bit of tuition to help with somebody listening to Relevant Radio that will help educate them in the Catholic faith. Whatever you can do, please get a hold of us. We have matching funds for the next couple of minutes at 877-291-0123, online at the app or at relevantradio.com.
Well, I want to thank you for your generosity. It has been unbelievable. There's room for you to get on, so don't wait. Catherine in Random Lake, Wisconsin, thank you very much for your $20 gift. That becomes $40. And Dominic in Albuquerque, New Mexico, your $50 becomes $100. You can do the math. There's Anonymous in Appleton, Wisconsin at $150. There's been some beautiful $1,000 and $5,000 gifts. That really moves the needle. Cale Clark is coming up, so stay tuned for him. He'll have a great show for you. Neil, I want to thank you for being with me. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your afternoon. I'll be back again tomorrow to give you another look at life you won't find anywhere else. We got some great things lined up for you tomorrow. Be sure and join me. Until then, God bless.